Yo, what to do, what to do? We're back. Special guest. Can't believe it's here, but it's a reality. Manar, right? Is that how you that's how you pronounce it? I'm joined by Manar. I've known her for quite a while, maybe like 3 years. Maybe indirectly, but maybe speaking for maybe like 2 or a year and a half just speaking. You're the creator of One Pulse Collective.
Yes, I am the creator and founder of One Pulse. I also do the design and basically everything that goes behind it.
Tell me just how did you get into it? What inspired you to do it?
So there was a diff lot of different whys why I got into it. The first reason was, well, a couple of reasons when I first got into it was I wanted to kind of shed a positive light on like Arabs, and I feel like Arab like were looked at really down on in American society and on the media. So I kind of wanted to, you know, allow people to be happy where they come from, and you know, especially with European beauty standards, they're, you know, that I was used to growing up. I didn't really see a lot of Arab girls that looked like me. So I wanted to kind of represent that too with my models. But then it kind of gotten more in depth with it. Like the reason why I kind of wanted to go into it more was, well, ch I actually changed my name to like change the brand's name from Middle Eastern Pulse to One Pulse Collective. And I kind of wanted it to be more about unity and more about connecting each other, because I feel like that's the main reason, that's how we settle issues and settle problems and stuff when we come together. And I also just wanted to give back, you know, give back to people of color communities and back to Southwest Asian and North African countries as well. And I really needed to pay off my student debt too, so I felt like it was a win-win.
I got you.
Yeah.
Now, with the rebrand, because the rebrand is fairly recent, when I read the when I was reading the post, I understood it and everything, but was it an event? Was it like how did it come about, and how did you change, like how did the name come about as well?
Okay, so yeah, that's a really good question. So Middle Eastern is actually like a Eurocentric term. It's actually Southwest Asian is where we're located, Southwest Asia. So I didn't want to misrepresent us as well, you know, in the wrong term. And also, I kind of wanted it to be more inclusive, like, you know, and it was really hard to include everybody's country, but at the same time, it's not about just representing your country, but representing, you know, like humanity and, you know, the unity and togetherness that we need.
Does it like has you ever like being a creator, I mean, you're an artist, right? I mean, can you tell me any times where you had any stressful moments of creating something, not having that inspiration or a deadline or financial struggles, any of those types?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like having a brand is a little different too, as well, like than being a separate artist. Because with a brand, you kind of have to make things that people will like too, and something that is, fills your creative side. So there's a lot of designs I even have that I haven't even released yet, because maybe, you know, the public won't like it, you know, and or like I don't have enough money for it at the time, like. So it's just like different scenarios. There is creative blocks though. Everybody goes through it. And I also like to just read a lot of books about like creativity and finding your own creative voice. I like to be a little different. I don't like the same things that's going around, you know, like just having like hob on a sweater or something like that, or you know, just wanting to be different and wanting to show uniqueness.
I mean, I've said it, I've said it before plenty of times, of just wearing yours is like which I rarely do, just to preserve the, the freshness of the cloth and everything. Like I look at it as OVO, as like the up there brands, and I feel it. Just recently, breaking news, of course, becoming more in the modeling space. I showed you those pictures of said sweatsuit that you're wearing right now,
Yeah.
off the market as well, just brand new. I was wearing it and he was just like fitting me and everything, taking pictures, and I felt like a model. I felt like I belonged in that sweatsuit. I felt confident, I felt comfortable, like it felt good, you know?
Yeah, and I love that too. Like, I feel like I want to also provide you with like provide my customers with good quality, you know, like clothes that will look good, feel good, and you know, just boost your overall confidence. And I'm so happy that, you know, hearing that from you as well.
Yeah, because there was at a point where definitely when I first met you and I was just, going through just the brands before I even bought anything, I was like, yo, like this is like a real thing. Like that just opened my mind to like maybe I can make a brand or a clothing brand in the future. Maybe I got a few ideas and everything, and just seeing the beanie, of course, one post beanie right here, just seeing like the models and seeing that diversity and them not whitewash being a models and everything, just all diverse. That also inspired forming that group chat, which is friends, just friends that I've met throughout the years from high school to now, just they're doing their own thing. We have skateboarding, we have clothing designers, we have musicians, we have barbers, painters, things like that.
Creative group for sure.
And they constantly inspire me. Also I'm blessed to also have a group of my friends that can interact with one another as they may and get to know more, not only greatly artistic people, but diverse people. And I feel like unity, of course. And it's just a blessing to be able to meet people from unique backgrounds and unique places and to call friends and just hone them in one, creative and safe space,
For sure. And I admire that about you too, how you're always trying to support everybody around you and, you know, especially no matter what they do. And I love how you connected us as well too, you know. And even if
Definitely.
we're doing different things, it's, you know, we'll help each other out.
I mean, that's one thing I've, as I lived in LA, previous, that's one thing I've always was like, I had to learn was like being able to understand where some people may feel about certain events and not disrespect their boundaries or disrespect their beliefs. And they like there's one from his name is David, he's Armenian, so he teaches me some Armenian vocabulary. He puts Armenian vocab in his music, and it's like, yo, I don't know what you're saying, but you're my friend. And you make good music, I'm support you all the way. There's plenty of people on, social media I don't even know, but I can see that you're passionate. I can see, that you love what you do. So I'm gonna support you. Either I'm gonna purchase your service, or I'm gonna just share, retweet, do what I can. And it's just it can a little any support goes a long way.
For sure.
I don't think it has to be just grandiose. Oh, I'm gonna get everything. You know what I mean? Just support is support. And I just like to be able to, support as much as I can. It's never been really like, okay, I'm a retweet, I'm a like, and hey, do you mind doing this for me? Or can you do this? And it's never been like that, because
Yeah.
I would prefer it to be like on their own merit. That's how you know it's like real. That's how you know, okay, people really messing with it then, not, instead of just like having to ask for it to be returned like
Love
that.
that too. Just giving without having to expect anything, you know, that's great.
Right. I mean, I hope more people can, jump on that way, but I understand it's, oh, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. But you're from Chicago. Were you born in Chicago or?
Yeah, so I was born in Chicago and I moved around a lot. Like I lived in Chicago, I lived in Jordan, Amman. I'm in Jordan. I actually lived in Tennessee for a little bit, St. Louis, Missouri, Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, and then back to Chicago.
I've
So
been to Missouri. I've been to Missouri. I've been to Tennessee, Nashville, Cleveland. I was born, but I wasn't aware of me being in Cleveland. I was born I was born in Columbus, Ohio, at the OSU Medical Center. I lived in Cincinnati. I've been to Akron, of course, Cleveland, and we don't have much to you don't have much to celebrate like the other places like Chicago or New York or LA, but people of Ohio, besides the Trump supporters, but everyone else, hardworking, good, loving people, very proud of themselves. We are not like Detroit, of course.
My
Because
husband is actually from Akron too, so
I mean, hey, he may have been born from the same doctor from LeBron and Steph.
right.
That's a crazy stat. Steph and LeBron born in the same hospital by the same doctor. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane. And
Oh.
it's crazy. It's like where those small town, people are,
Yeah.
like that's where they blow up the most.
And to be able to, like, of course, LeBron being in LA and a Laker, not forgetting where you come from and still being, proud of where you come from. I mean, Ohio does give us a lot of reasons to not be proud, but besides, once we could get through that negativity and that stuff like that, it's just amazing to, still see people proud and, loyal to where they come from and putting their heart and their soul into it. I mean, sometimes it can be taken for granted, but seeing LeBron not forget where he came from, definitely from, his situations growing up to where he is now, it's easy for people to do that, but he's always been loyal and, faithful to
And
his
I
team.
like how he gives back to where he's from too. He does it for,
He
he's
did.
loyal to his roots, like you were saying.
He made a school. I mean, it's not every day an athlete or every day a school was made. I mean, that was just crazy, to him to do that. And of course he donates money and bikes and things like that, but a school to where kids are being educated, and even beyond that, the parents of the children can be educated and stuff like that, and just doing more than what you even should or could, it's just amazing. Do
Yeah,
you
and I was gonna say too, just to add on that, I actually studied education in college, so, and I actually went to an art school, so I'm a teacher on the side. I'm currently not working, but education does mean a lot to me too, and just having to start your own school and even just being able to donate to schools overseas, that's like an amazing feeling because it's giving back in a different way, It's education that's timeless.
I would like to say, like, that's another thing that really drawn me to your brand is that you do get proceeds back. You donate proceeds. How does that go about? Like, how do you go about like selecting? Like, it's I mean, of course it'd be equal, but like, how does that go about?
So, I just try to think about, what countries need it the most too. I try to be as equal as possible. I don't like to do, just one country a lot. But I'll usually ask too, but I'll always do different kinds of donations. Like some will be planting trees or like for orphans or water, food, wherever it's kind of needed. And I basically take 10% of whatever I made, deduct the like shipping and the costs, and then I just donate it. I also like to like show where I donated and how much I donated every time I do. It's usually every month, but sometimes I'll miss a day or two and I'll just basically backtrack it to the last time I donated until like present. And yeah, that's how I do it. And I always show on the receipts too, because I feel like people should know where their money is going and I should know what the causes that they're supporting.
I think that's super important too, just that transparency with service and customer. I think that's something that I was having that I it's important that for me to be aware of that as well, because when I came up with the idea to I mean, of course it's not anything original, but the idea like, okay, I'm gonna really push to be giving back to less fortunate and everything. And I just, there's a few TikToks of, people being recorded and, you know, them talking and everything. And it's like, I get it, but is it because you want people to know, or is it because you want that type of attention? Like, I try not to think of like, okay, this person just clout chasing, you know.
Yeah, right.
But it's definitely with how internet is, you can't really know. But that's definitely something I'm like, okay, I think people know me well enough to know I'm not about that clout chasing or that type of like, oh, I'm gonna just do it because I want the attention. You know, of course it's gonna make me look good, so let me do it. I think people know me well enough to know I'm not about that. But I would like to just show people, yo, I'm actually out here doing it. You know, I'm actually helping. I'm actually part of it, not just, you know, talking about it. That was something really big for me. It's like, of course, you know, I do a podcast and, you know, I have people on, or I do other series and it's, you know, a lot of verbal communication, but let me do something where I actually got to go outside and put some more, you know, put some action in. So it's really cool, you know, being in a situation to give back, definitely in a time like this, almost like a time of crisis, you know, definitely with COVID. I would like to know, just with work and life, just how has COVID affected you, your family?
That like inspires others too, you know, like to see that you, what you're doing, and you're going out there and helping the, you know, homeless or the needy. And I feel like it is different when you have a camera in someone's face and when you're just like, you know, just talking about it, just to spread awareness and like inspire others to do as well, you know? Mm-hmm. And I actually seen that, like, you got some like lunch meat and stuff like that. Like, were you able to spread it yet, or were you still working on it?
Yeah. That night when I recorded that video, just, you know, showing it, I instantly just went to the kitchen and I made 9 sandwiches with the bread that I had. Nice. And 2 days later, I was able to get more, like 5 things of bread, and it's all in the freezer, you know, just to preserve. So I got to re-up on the meat now, so I have that in the freezer preserving, and so I can get some meat today and I can just, you know, get back to making the sandwiches. I'll be able to have a whole lot more.
Nice.
It's great, you know what I mean? Like, we got like turkey, ham, bologna, like just have some options for people. And nice. The fruit, I just got my next shipping of fruit two nights ago. And so we got fresh fruit for people now. I think the biggest thing is consistency and growth. There was a time where, like, you know, definitely like doing this podcast and doing anything where you're starting off small. But, you know, with me, like, I know, okay, grapefruit. I got 1 grapefruit now. How can I get 2 more? How can I get 5 more? How can I get 10? And I'm just really excited to not have had to wait so long to where I could get more. You know, it may have been like a week or so just being able to only, well, in regards to food, it was just fruit. But, you know, I was handing out, you know, rags, you know, because food can be sticky. So, all right, I'm going to give them a wet, dampened rag. Then I'm going to give them a dry rag. They could dry off. You know, toothpicks, you know, the ones, not the string one, but the one you can handle, razors, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just so they could take care of themselves, you know, definitely the next thing is water bottles and like hand sanitizer or hand wipes, so they could just be as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming along, definitely, because, you know, I'm meeting people and having conversations and they're supportive of, you know, what I have in mind. But the end game for me is housing. You know, I have an idea of just, you know, okay, we have this. I mean, it could be 50. I mean, if I want it to be concise, and I don't want to take over the world, not just yet, but, you know, I would like to be able to, hey, you live here, but you work here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're paying. You know, you're paying it for where, you know, you're taking care of the, you know, the trash, or you're cleaning up, you know what I mean? Like, I want them, that to be their job, you know, because working is important. You know, having work ethic and everything, you know, I do believe in helping, but, you know, we all have to, you know, push our way to make something great of course.
Of course. And you want to help them to help themselves, basically.
Yeah.
And I feel like housing is such a great initiative too, because, you know, like we take our houses for granted and, you know, not many people have homes, and it's something that's so, you know, important and shows like so much self-worth. And when not having that is just difficult. And it's sad that we have to resort to these types of things because our government can't, you know, do that for us. They won't. Yeah. They don't care to, and they don't want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but I did want to actually start an initiative like that too. There's just, you know, when you just want to do so many things at once, you just like don't know where to
start. Yes, of course. Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. So like some cities actually have land banks where they basically give you a loan to fix up a house and make it look nice and like kind of use it as like a way of giving back to the community, you know, like, so if you want to use it for like a woman's housing or, you know, like mm-hmm. a halfway house or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is initiatives like that from different governments, but it's not like what we need. It's, you know, it's kind of giving us the resources, but and like saying it's in your hands instead of just, oh, this is what we can do for you, you know?
Yeah, I don't like when people, you know, extend their hand to help, but only help of how they want to help, not actually what needs to be helped on. It you might as well not even do anything or even extend your hand. I completely understand that feeling. I did not know about that, but I mean definitely take that in consideration. I mean, definitely with LA and moving back, I was not aware of how many people hate Garcetti, Mayor Garcetti, and how I guess reluctant he is to even do anything. But it's just sad, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sad to like we even have to even think about this. I mean, of course, you know, helping and everything and loving one another, but it's different that like our government won't even do nothing. Like, these are the people that supposed to be in charge of these type of things, you know. But you know, I don't like talking about things so many times because it just gets redundant, and so it's like, all right, forget it, I'm out, I'm doing it, you know. Be one grapefruit, but guess what, that's gonna be put to something, you know.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And it's just important, definitely, when you're saying about motivating people, that's definitely what it started off as. Even before the podcasting thing, like just speaking to people like in high school, just, you know, getting feedback of just like, you know, they feeling motivated, they feeling inspired. I think that just gave me the confidence to continue doing it and just do something like this where, you know, you can go back to this at any point, you can go replay, you know, save this and stuff, so you can always have it. And it's just really cool to have that option, you know, and you just continue to build something great, you know. I mean, of course, with the new, you know, president in charge, new captain of the ship, I don't know if he's planning on opening the city. I think we're supposed to know soon if they're going to start opening LA or San Francisco. Is like with COVID restrictions, things like that, like how bad is it? How good is it? Like, how is it in Chicago?
Honestly, what's it called? So our mayor in Chicago, it's like how Chicagoans kind of unite together is hating their mayor so much. Lori Lightfoot, she's, you know, she's not a good mayor. Like, you know, she's not the best. The schools actually opened recently in Chicago too, CPS schools. And yeah, it looks like they're heading more towards opening it up again. So yeah, that's where it is right now. I know that LA is on lockdown too. I was there a couple weeks ago. It was funny, I was there during lockdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not terrible, you know. I honestly think like the government and the mayor should be pushing more towards healthy living and healthy eating, mm-hmm. and just taking care of your mental health, providing us our checks that we need to survive this. I don't think lockdowns are helping by any means. I don't think curfews are helping. There's some places that got curfews.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Like, what does that even do? It's just controlling us in some way. But yeah, and just like the effect of masks and gloves to the environment, of course, like masks work, but it's literally killing our ocean right now, even worse than it was before. I mean, I'm a big environmentalist too, so I could go on about this, but right. Like,
I mean, please do educate,
Yeah.
you're the teacher, so,
like, literally, like, 50%, or actually over 50% of our oxygen comes from the ocean, and literally all our trash is going there, killing the plants and the animals, and that's where we get our, literally our oxygen. So it's just sad, like, to see where the planet is heading, and how it's hard for people to look at the bigger picture, like it's not about, sanitizing either. Sanitization actually like makes germs worse,
Wow.
Yeah. Like not, they won't tell you that either, but it actually makes super germs, and yeah, you're killing off the germs, but the ones that are left are being immune to it. And they're just
1%.
Yeah, that 1%. It really does.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I had a really good friend of mine, definitely in high school, and they had the little pumps, on the wall and everything, and it says 99% of germs, and we always say, what about that 1%? And that makes a lot of sense, where it just builds immunity and just gets stronger and stronger, definitely like with animals or like with rodents, and like I guess say like pesticides and stuff like that, like they start to get immune to it and get bigger and off of it as well. That's something they don't tell you. Wow.
They just say, put your mask on, stay home, wash your hands. Well, washing your hands is important, but
yeah, and hand soap and water.
Yeah, that's all you need. You don't need any like antibacterial, just soap and water, the germs just slide off.
And that, definitely just bringing that point of like at least giving it to people that may not even have, water and soap, it's just crazy. It's just like, how can we, we can't make both sides, both sides can't win on that. And it's like a compromise has to be made. And that's always like the hard thing, definitely being in positions of power in the government and mayors, like, while they may not always make the best decision, those are not easy decisions to make. Definitely to get a mass group of people on the same page. And so in some ways, I do have to understand, it's very stressful, but if they just, I guess, do a little bit of listening to the community, maybe we could push, to better grounds.
Definitely. And that's their job too. That's, they're working for us, basically.
Yeah, we put them in that power, And I think, we put them in the power by voting, and we put them in the power by not voting. Mm-hmm. And I think with the last guy that was in charge, I think that really showed the youth how important it is to be out there and vote. I would hear like, we hate, we don't like this guy and things like that, but did you vote? And it's one of those things where like, we're gonna have to do a bit more than just what we're already doing. We're gonna have to actually go out there and put the time in. And, I get it, maybe not everyone has that type of time. We've stand in lines and, booths and stuff like that. But, we also have the mail-in ballots and the mail-in votes and things of that nature. So, it's important to try anything that you can.
Yeah, and it's definitely important to, like, do more than just voting. You know what I mean? Like, you got to hold the people in power accountable. You got to, unite together as that's why it's so important to like unite, because mm-hmm. once you see like one person, they say like, oh, it's not going to make a difference. But if that one person influences everybody else to think the same way, kind of like to care about an issue that much, then that's when change happens, mm-hmm. like the things in our society, the rights that we have now, it didn't really come from voting. They came from fighting for what we believe in and
activism,
and protesting, and you know,
protesting, of course. I mean, that's definitely something we were talking about. Blackish, you know, they bring out a lot of topics of protesting and, you know, where we are now because of that. You know, I look at today's protesting and activism, and it's not so similar to back in the day. You know, things have changed, times have changed, but I do feel like, you know, once we get our foots on their necks, we cannot let go. You know, just because, you know, we finally got, well, to the mass majority, an ideal president, you know, it's no time to go and celebrate. You know, that's something that kind of disappointed me. You know, I see, you know, blue would, you know, would be very, would disagree on red for not wearing masks, but then, you know, people who voted blue or in the blue party are out there partying, you know.
Yeah.
In mass groups of, you know, I mean, just hundreds of people celebrating things like that. It's like, okay, let's not be hypocritical here. You know, let's not forget what's also important, you know? And I feel like I guess when we get so used to not having something go our way and we get that 1 ounce of a victory, we just like, all right, we're good now, you know? But
we can't
do that. You know,
and I feel like too, sorry, with the presidential like election, like I feel like there's been such a big divide too with the presidential election, like Democrats and Republicans, when like you shouldn't be fighting people just because they're a Democrat or just because they're Republican, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you should see it as like, I feel like it's a way to just separate us more, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was speaking to a good dear person to me, and I was like, you know what? I don't even think unity is possible, you know. And they were like, yeah, unity is just not realistic. And you know, I try not to think like that because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is. You know, that not knowing keeps me going to, you know, find an answer. You know, I'd love to know as much as I can. And it's, yeah, exactly. Definitely in a time like this, you know, with COVID and, you know, just this, we're still dealing with similar problems from the past. Have, you know, making this brand, I mean, of course, of the message and everything, making this brand, being successful and being the space that you are, have you received any backlash from your community, or I would say backlash, but maybe judgment, you know, any passive aggressiveness? Like, how has that unfolded?
Oh yeah, it's definitely unfolded. So, I mean, here's just one thing that happened. I think this was about a year or two ago. A lot of our designs are based on revolution and freedom and, you know, freedom to the people. And I'm not sure if you know what's going on in Syria, but there's basically a civil war. And a lot of my Syrian friends, Syrian refugees that I know, like go with the revolutionary flag, which has three stars. And, you know, ISIS being like they are, the FSA, they kind of took that flag and made it their own. When it was supposed to represent something in history, supposed to represent freedom, revolution. And, you know, a lot of Syrians still see it as that. So I put that revolutionary flag instead of Assad's flag, which is the president of Syria, or ruler of Syria, Assad's flag. And that was his regime and his family's flag, with the two stars. So I kind of refused to put his flag on one of my windbreakers. I wanted to put the revolutionary flag. So when I did that, I had a lot of backlash on Twitter, you know, calling me like terrorist, saying I support a terrorist organization, saying, you know, like basically Assadists like attacking me. Right. And at first I was like a little distraught, but I was, you know, I wanted to show them like, It's sad that you guys are being separated by a flag. Like, literally, you guys are literally fighting each other over a flag. And to me, I think calling other Arabs a terrorist is like the worst thing you could do, because that's literally what they want you to be. You know what I mean? So, I just thought that was really sad, you know, of coming from other Arabs' perspectives. And I even made it clear too, like, this flag represents revolution and freedom for me and for many Syrians. And this is what I'm representing. I'm not representing any terrorism. You can look on all my donations. I don't donate to terrorist groups, you know, like, so that was one thing that I did get backlash on, but you know, I did something that I thought was right. So I'm not gonna, you know, argue against it or fight against it. I'm gonna just show myself and show what I stand for and hope for the best. But there's a lot of positive that came from it too. So,
That's good to hear. I mean, that's something, you know, definitely with anyone of like celebrity status, when they say something that could be of any shock value or, you know, against the popular opinion, they're, you know, to save face or reputation. I didn't mean it, you know, just, you know, quick to backtrack and stuff like that. But, you know, you held your ground. And I think that's very, you know, J. Cole-ish of you. Happy birthday, J. Cole, by the way. You
oh,
know,
it's a big old birthday. Okay, have a birthday.
he held his ground with those two records too. I think, oh, her name's No Name. I just about to forget it too. I just appreciate when people say to how they feel in that moment. You know, I said what I said and I mean that. And I'm not gonna backtrack because, you know, you disagree or because, you know, even 100,000. Guess what? There's more than 100,000 people in this world. So, you know what I mean? So just because any large some amount of people disagree, I have a chance there's more people that do agree. You know what I mean? I feel like it is very sad, disappointing when it is the littlest things that separate and divide people. And I think that's so common. I don't know the reason why, you know, but I just see like you're doing like the devil's work for them in a sense. Like
Exactly.
you're not only are you doing someone's job for them, you're showing, or you're giving them reason, you're showing them why they should be doing that, you know? And
Definitely.
it's sad, you know. I mean, the most I feel like anyone could do is just always pray and hope for the best, like you said. And you know, you show where you go and put your money. You show, you know what I mean? Like you don't have to put out the receipts, you know? If
Yeah.
anyone tries to, is that you? You're like, yeah, this is me right here. I'm actually doing something. I'm actually changing the world. And you know, a lot of people get a false sense of entitlement because Twitter and you know, it can say whatever and everything. But you
Yeah,
know,
Twitter
it,
fingers.
yes, you know, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. That's I wasn't really expecting. I mean, you just do everything so right and perfect. You have, you know, perfect brand and
Oh,
everything.
thank
It's,
you. I try to be.
I mean, that's all we can is just, you know, try and try our best. Do you have any advice, like any advice for anyone trying to get into branding, having a clothing brand? Like just, you know, teach us.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, just go for it. As long as you guys are keeping it original, keeping it yourself, you know, you're not copying anybody, or you know what I mean? Like, so just keep it original. Google, you can learn a lot from Google. If you got questions, ask, you know. And this takes time. It takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, you know. It's not just some people see me doing it, they're like, oh, like it's easy. You know, like I've been doing it for 4 years. So yeah, I got a rhythm to it now. But the first, it took me about like 9 months to a year to start it up. So you just got to stick with it and just believe in yourself. Believe you could do it. And for sure. You can do, I always say this, you could do anything you set your mind to. Like nothing is impossible, you know. And as long as you just work through it and for it every day, and you do a little something, that's all that matters.
And let's get into it. You do it all by yourself. The photography, the editing, the manufacturing, like you do everything. You are a, you know, a one woman band. Like you really do this. And that when I found that information, I was like, okay, what she just dropped? I need to cop that. Like
Awesome.
I was just mad inspired, and we
Thank
talked about it. Like I have even more respect just knowing like you are doing everything by yourself. Like I've like, okay, I have to. Like this is where I need to be putting my money besides rent and food into, you know, I need to be putting my money in here and supporting. Because
Yeah.
it's not just like, you know, I mean, of course you, like you said, you 4 years in, you know, that's almost like high school right there, where you know, freshman, you're starting off, you know. Then you get a rhythm, and you okay, you learn from your mistakes, and you're in second year and you just get better, and as you're going in and growing, you know, it's gonna get harder and harder. The grades, or you know, the expectation is gonna be harder, the demand's gonna be more, you know, you're gonna have a whole lot more. But I feel like you said, just starting is important, you know, being committed. I think that's something this generation's very against, is being committed. We're very, you know, microwave. We want instant, you know, gratification. We want instant success. We want instant noodles. You know, we want things delivered. We don't want to go out. We like that comfortability. I think it's important, you know, with you being here and telling us, like, you know, it's really simple. You know what I mean? It's really simple, just starting and learning from it. I think a lot of it is the fear of failure. I think that's a big thing of just, you know, not living up to those expectations and not having, you know, the support that they, you know, someone desire. And I think that's natural, you know, fear of failure of just, you know what, I think I'm, I just, you know what I mean? Like I get that
Yeah.
constantly, you know,
And
I think it
you gotta fight
100
that
times.
too, which
For sure.
100%. You gotta fight it, like, you know, like it's better to like try and fail than like I'm hitting y'all with cliche quotes, but it's better to like try and fail than like to not try at all. And you're definitely right too, like it is you gotta work for it, but also, like I do have people that one support me and two like have shown their love and support and just help my brand grow. You know what I mean? Like there's a saying, like there is no self-made person out there, you know? So everybody has had people help them out in some way to get them where they are. So like yeah, there's been, you know, influencers that have helped me, you know, my friends and my family that have spread my, you know, the message and my brand, and even other photographers too that I've reached out to that have helped me out. Like, you know, it's not, of course, like I'm doing it alone, but like there's always support behind it too, you
Of
know,
course.
like yeah.
Of course. I mean, you know, LeBron can't do it on his own. I mean, of course he probably could, but you know, it would be extremely hard to, you know.
Yeah, think about all the people that helped him along the way, you know, like you never know his like coaches or you know his maybe his friends inspired him and you know what I mean.
Where he's coming from, you know, not wanting to stay there in that area, you know, and it definitely inspired me, of course. So I definitely understand that, where it could be your own people inspiring you, you know, wanting to change and motivate and grow. It's a real thing. It's a real feeling, you know. Besides work, you know, you're very active with work, of course. But like, what are some things you do in your free time, if you have any? Do you know any? How many languages do you know? I'd like to know.
That's actually funny you ask. So, I am actually taking an Arabic lesson right now. Just speaking it more. I want to speak it a lot better. I read and write very well, but I'm just wanting to have a hold a conversation where it could be a deep conversation too with somebody, you know. And if I go to my country, I want to hold conversations. So my mom, like she was born and raised here, so she's Palestinian, or I'm 100% Palestinian, but my mom was born and raised here, so I don't have that much of that language exposure as I wanted. But I'm right now I'm actually taking Arabic lessons and it's going great. I like to read and write. Writing is really soothing for me. It's like my meditation. I feel like whenever you have problems, or whenever I have problems in general, like writing a poem down or sketching or just writing what I'm feeling, you know, or goals or gratitudes, that helps me get through my day. Yeah. And just, you know, staying positive, I'll try to work out here and there if I can.
Right.
And I like to keep my space clean too. Like I wake up and think about, you know, my gratitudes, I clean and get myself a healthy meal and I'm ready to go.
Getting on that Peloton is crazy. A good friend of mine, he inspired me, and he would say, like, the small wins is just as important as the big ones, you know, those count up. And having a clean space, you know, that, you know, physically having a clear space, it somewhat clears your mind, you know, making your bed, you know, it just, like, those simple things can just go a long way of how it affects and benefits your mood and how you feel. You know, it's always good to feel secure, you know, feel clean, feel like, you know, not everything is all in a crazy order or, you know, out of place. And so definitely, like, exercising, going for a walk, you know, I recently purchased an Apple Watch, and, like, it hit, like, a certain time where it says, you know, don't forget to breathe. And then it said, you know, we're breathing for a minute straight, you know, putting your concentration on that breathing. And yeah. After it makes me feel a whole lot better. Like, it makes me feel rejuvenated. You know, try to find things that rejuvenate, you know, boost your mind, your spirit, you know. Meditation, that's a big one. You know, I see a lot of people definitely down here into meditation. You know, writing, there's something, and I think a lot of people are starting to get into it where, you know, there's now learning, like, with writing, it helps you retain because you're putting that motion, that, and of course, we're just talking about working out, muscle memory. So it's like muscle memory when you're writing it. And that's something to really note down when you're learning a new language or learning a lesson, you know. I've attempted to learn some Arabic on Duolingo. This is not an ad unless y'all paying me. You know, Duolingo is a really good app. I think maybe like twice, you know, I know I did it for sure. Like, I would say, yo, we need the Arabic. You know, it was so long they didn't have Arabic as one of them. You know, they had like Spanish, Mandarin, Portuguese, like they had, you know, a good amount. And it wasn't until their, you know, the anniversary or their birthday of the app where they dropped it. So I was like, I was really mad excited for it. So there's a lot. I mean, of course, you know, I have Arabic speaking friends, and, you know, can I learn something? Can you, like, what does this say? I have a French speaking friend, and, you know, I've copied and pasted entire things of what she would say, put it in my notes app, and there it is. So, you know, I have something to look into, but also learning how to speak it is very vital, because certain words could be the same but pronounced differently. If you're going to learn a language, also learn the culture, you know, learn the history. You know, it's not just, you know, language. It's like a way of life, you know, for people.
Definitely,
you know, in the Hispanic community and, you know, communities all around the world.
And that's honestly the best way to learn a language too. I'm using Pimsleur. You know, that's, they better pay me for this. But like they actually use it where, like, you're in a conversation with somebody, and that's the best way to learn a language, is through conversation too. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how much you pick up too, like how your brain works, you know.
I watched the interview with Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle, and it was another one. It's mainly about him, and he was in the military, and he was deported to like South Korea, and he mentioned of how he learned the language off of how he spoke it, from who he was learning from. And so it's important of how, you know, how they pronounce their vocabulary and their words, it's a trickle down effect to how you will pick up on and your accent of, you know, said language.
And there's so different dialects too, for sure.
Exactly. And I think I would definitely try to cut try that app out, you know, if you send it to me. Yeah. But y'all better CTC, cut that check, you know. I think with me, you know, learning, you know, I like to take appreciation to every culture, and definitely learning it either definitely from you and your mission, learning it from my friends down here and their respective communities. It's always just important to just acknowledge, respect, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of things that we don't know because we don't either, you know, take the time, you know what I mean? Like I see so many people like ask questions that are so Googleable, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, yo, it's like, you know what I mean?
But yeah. Sometimes, there's something so beautiful in each culture too, you know, like, that's funny.
Or like go on YouTube, you know, I like to say like, it is what you make it, you know, life, it is what you make it. Whatever you have in front of you is what you make it. The phone, you know, I'm so distracted with my phone. Oh my God. Okay. That's because you allow it to, you know, you have a million, you know, apps, but you know, you're not doing anything with them, you know, with YouTube, there's you know, vocabulary or, you know, language, there's the music, there's people like telling you what's happening in the history, there's things like that. And so don't ever like feel like you can't, you know, learn it, or, you know, there's a lot of resources to learn. It's just about how you use those resources, you know.
Yeah, you're flat. Not many people take advantage of like the things that we could learn through our phone, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they just use it to like scroll the feed, but it's like a tool, you know. You can use it as a tool, or you can use it as a distraction.
Do you have an end goal for your brand? Like, what are some goals for your brand, and what's like the biggest one?
So some goals for my brand, I actually, it's funny because like I've gotten to my goals that I had made, and I actually have to refresh my goals. So like one of the goals I wanted was I wanted to reach 10K. I did that.
Like followers or money?
Followers, yeah.
Okay.
And I reached, what's it called? I gave my jacket to Kanye West before. So that was what of mine. Yeah, like I've had it been featured, you know, on a supermodel during Fashion Week, so that was like a big goal for me too. You know, Halima Aden, she's a supermodel, she wore it during New York Fashion Week, one of my hoodies, and she didn't tag me though, but, no, but it was still cool like to have that. And I don't know, I just got to refresh my goals, honestly. I've just been kept it on cruise mode, but I'm satisfied where it is right now, but for sure I gotta make some new goals.
I mean, has it been because of COVID where, you know, I can take it a little bit easy, or like has COVID, you know, allowed you to take a break, or has it allowed you to like up the ante with, you know, production and work? Like, how has it affected you in that space?
It's definitely done both. I used to curate events too in Chicago, and that had to be put to a stop. And that was something that I loved to do. You know, I brought the community together. I had artists, you know, perform and showcase their work. And it was something that I longed for when I was younger, and something that I felt like the community needed.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Like after the first event, it kind of did like a domino effect where like different schools would have the same events as like the ones I threw, which is what I wanted to happen. Mm-hmm. But after COVID hit, I kind of went to a halt. So with that aspect, it didn't really grow. The events are called Fen too, which means art in Arabic. But online wise, I feel like it's doing pretty well. It's pretty consistent. I feel like when COVID did hit at first, People were scared, you know, some people were losing their jobs, and I
Yeah.
completely understood that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like it's picking up again. Thankfully, I have an online shop too, because I have some friends that, you know, have stores and they had to close their stores, and
Yeah.
that's sad, you know. But yeah, thankfully I just stayed online and it
You
worked for me.
that is that is I mean that could be a goal, like having a physical shop. It took a while for Drake to finally have a OVO in certain places. I mean, he finally has one in the Grove. That's fairly new. That just dropped maybe I think like October of last year. You know, he has one in I believe like New York, one in London. Like he has, you know, he slowly but started to drop more October variants in certain markets. Would you like to have a store in LA, Chicago, New York,
Oh,
Toronto,
yeah.
London?
I think I could definitely picture myself having a store. I always imagined it in Dubai for some reason, but
Okay. I mean, that's where the ball is go out the ball for sure, right?
yeah, for sure. But yeah, I feel like Chicago, LA, New York would be, you know, dreams to have stores there. But at the same time, it was actually a goal of mine to have a store in Dubai. But I feel like everything is just moving towards online. Unless there was like a certain, like, it would have to be a certain presence of a store that's like very, like, I need to go to the store, then yeah, like I would have it. But you know, it's hard to do during these times when everybody's shopping online and
I mean,
you know.
you're definitely taking advantage of it. I mean, for me, I pressure myself in because number one, like a quick story. So I was going out with my friend and we're supposed to go hiking. And at that time, I mean, it was about November-ish of last year. And we're supposed to go hiking. And, you know, still we were in a bit more of a lockdown at that time. And so the hiking trails were closed. And, you know, we're in hiking gear, you know,
Yeah.
nothing you want to go out to the mall or go out, you know, in public with and, you know, be seen in. But we ended up going to the Grove and like as we're going out this particular exit, exactly immediately the first store we see is OVO. And I'm
Nice.
like, you know what? This is the first store we see. This is gonna be the last store we go to. And we go out the block and everything, and then we finally make our way back to the exit. And you know, I'm like, yo, I'm going to that store. And you know, I don't know. Like I was like, he was a bit hesitant, and I was like, "Yo, I'm going in." So we go in, and I just started seeing like people outside and stuff, and people inside, and I was like, "Okay, I look like a bum. I gotta let these people know I'm not a bum. Just like going in the store, and you know, just going and not getting anything." So I was like, "You know what? I gotta get something. Let these people know I am not a bum. Just bumming out." Just going in and out, not getting nothing. So I
Yeah.
definitely I made a very good a good investment. I bought an over your hoodie and it has family in Arabic.
Oh,
And
cool.
I've yet to worn that either. That's actually still in the plastic or in the bag. So I'm definitely picking my time to wear that. I feel like, you know, I feel like the new I was gonna say like, you know, having a store is a flex, first of all. I mean, that's your brand right there. Like people entering that space, I think that's a big flex still. I feel like the contemporary flex now is just like, you know, posting it and then tagging you and everything, but still like being able to be in the store and just taking a selfie in there, that's a big flex. Definitely to be in
Definitely.
Dubai and to do that. I mean, the mall in Dubai is just
That's
finished.
huge.
I can't even say like that is beautiful. That's a really expensive, I mean, just gorgeous mall too. I
For
think that would
sure.
be one of the biggest flexes right there is to have it there. That's
Yeah,
really
we need
crazy.
more.
Yeah, I mean that's I mean I feel like anything like you said, you put your mind to it, you can do it. And I think that's super important to instill in people that confidence. Cause look at you know, definitely in a space where, you know, a lot of people are, you know, not having the most success with their business, you've been able to adapt and, find in and dig deep into yourself and tap in into a new lane and grow and to be successful. I understand that doesn't just go without having, some form of doubts or insecurity or stress. That's normal for anything, but definitely you're putting yourself out there and with any artist, because I mean, you doing artist stuff,
it's hard to put your work out there for sure.
Yeah, and it's, and like you said, it's about finding what people like, but also doing something you wouldn't feel comfortable putting out or doing. And it's just important to always remember that. And if there's any good example for anyone to watch, it's definitely for you, because you, like, literally seeing your stuff and having you and seeing, what you do and everything, it's extremely motivating me. I mean, of course.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And like, I mean, right here, like, I'm proud wearing this. I'm proud to be able to speak to the person who is responsible for me wearing this. This has been definitely since I started this. I mean, you've been on, like, I like maybe about like a year ago or half a year, I wrote on my notes app of who I would like to have interview, and you had to be number one, definitely. Aww, like top five. Like
manifesting.
Yeah. And just to be able to have it all come full circle, it's a blessing, and it's something that I've been waiting for, and I'm just happy. Definitely I've really didn't mention it so much. Yesterday was the 27th. We all know, the tragic tragic event on the 26th. And that event really inspired this to happen as quickly as it did. I've said it before to a few people of how this manifested off of just a phone. The audio wasn't so great. The connection wasn't so great. It wasn't so easy. Now blessed with a really good mic, headphones, a MacBook, and a bit more comfort. Like you said, you just start, and as you start, you go through the wrong turns and the bumpy roads and things like that. It's all about manifesting. It's also more than just like speaking into existence. It's working it into existence and trusting, trusting the process. I had a lot of people like not really, be so interested, but then to also find a market and find a good, group of people that are interested and, supportive. It's something you can't, or anyone could ever really take advantage. It's a huge blessing. Like, oh, why, like, you like this, like, you comment or stuff like that. Like, that goes a long way, but you can't ever like let it dictate your mood. Like, that's something. There's a book by the one and only Matthew McConaughey. He's one of my favorite all time actors. He has a book called, I believe it's called The Green Light, and he mentions of like, he was writing in a diary of the times where it was bad and how it made him feel, and the times where it was good and how it made him feel. And I think that's really important, definitely for artists and up and coming artists, of the days that were a bit stressful and the days that were blessed, and the triumphants and the losses to learn from.
Yeah, because definitely. It's always up and downs.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And it's like we're all climbing a mountain, and we either gonna, we're going to reach to it, and then we're going to be content, or, we're going to, I'll probably reach to it and be like, okay, where's the ladder? How high can I get out of the highest point? You just got to keep on finding new goals, reinventing yourself, either be with like you did a rebrand, and to have more inclusivity, be more inclusive. And it's all about, just going for it and trying it, I mean, you took, not only did you take a risk starting this, but you took a risk by reinventing yourself, because some people, like I did, I was a bit nervous, not really knowing why, but I was a bit nervous because, I got so used to seeing Middle Eastern posts, and it was like, it was a change. And so,
definitely,
I can only imagine how you felt, because it's, so many people get used to, like, we know Drake saying Drake. Imagine if he started calling himself Aubrey. Like, of course we'll say it, but it'll be different. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it'll be an adjustment, and some people can't, some people can't even live with that, you know? Some people, we only know certain people because they do that. And even though they're trying to do something more, we wouldn't really be so appealing to it because we want that, you know what I mean? Don't ever,
we don't like change, for sure. A lot of people, they're not used to change. They like to be comfortable and, you know.
But definitely, like, starting out with, you know, branding, music, like, acting, modeling, especially, like, don't ever typecast yourself. Like, don't ever, you know, sometimes it's not really in our control, but that's something I learned. Like, you know, don't ever put yourself where you're only known for doing this. Try out and do as much as you can, you know, diversify your portfolio, you know, your resume, so people can have you doing more and not just known for doing that or being that type of person, you know?
Yeah, getting out of your comfort zone, you know?
Yeah, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, that's a major step to success, you know, because people are going to respect you, you know, in the term failure, like, you know, doing what you do and doing what I do, I don't think there's a failure, really, because it takes time to grow into it, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a lesson, you know, a failure is always a lesson behind it.
Exactly, and I feel like with what we do, definitely, like, as, you know, offers of either entertainment or, you know, clothing, things like that, of course, we have goals and everything, but I feel like the only failure is stopping, you know? You know, it's not like we're putting, it's not like 2 seconds left and we got to shoot it and, you know, it goes in or it doesn't. You know, you're on a time limit right there, but we have as much time. It's what we do with that time. You know, 100%. a really good quote that my high school coach says, you know, it's not about how many hours you put in the gym, it's about how much you put in that hour, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of people practice for 5 hours, but, you know, they really, if they did what they did, they could only need one. You know, and don't ever be comfortable with just doing this or doing all of, like, doing one thing. Just go out and believe in yourself. You got to have that confidence. You're going to be like, listen to anyone, like, you're going to be a model. You got to have that confidence. You're going to be an actor. You're going to have that confidence because you're going against other people. You know, you come into auditions or an audition, you're going to have other people fighting for that position. So you got to be confident. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to be like, yo, this is what I can do, and I can do everything. Be Jamie Foxx, you know what I mean? Go out and be Jamie Foxx. And
yeah, he do everything.
And you know what? He does everything great. Like, he's a stand-up comedian, singer, actor, his impersonations. I mean, he can do everything, and he wouldn't be able to have done that unless he, you know, believed in himself, you know? It all starts with going out and trying it. Everyone gets booed, you know, throwing tomatoes at them once in a life at, you know, a comedy show or whatnot. And it's not about, you know what, fueling yourself, you know, having that. I mean, you're from Chicago. You know well about Michael Jordan. You know, he has a killer instinct. He went out and dropped 60 just because someone didn't say hi to him and stuff like that. Like, to have that killer instinct, that motivation, that drive, it's super important.
In high school too, Michael Jordan, like, he even said, like, he didn't even make his basketball team in high school. He had to keep trying, get better. 100%. You just got to keep practicing and don't give up.
I'm really happy to have done this.
This has been a great come true.
Literally, like, I'm trying not to cry, but, like, honestly, like, to have this moment, I mean, just thank you for being on, you know, thank you for taking your time.
Thank you for having me. I had a good time. It was a good combo.
I probably have to have you on definitely again because of the teaching and how much you can teach and educate. I wasn't aware of that. I'm really happy. See, you're diversifying yourself. Like, who knew you'd be you're a teacher, you know? Like, that's something crazy. And definitely when LA opens up, you know, we can do something with the people in the group chat. We got our artists, musicians, we got painters, we got a whole lot of stuff. And I feel like you know, we definitely make that happen, you know.
For sure. We could definitely set something up, maybe an event or something like that. That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. I would like to wish you a great rest of your day. I am about to go to, I'm going to wait it out a little bit, but I'm actually going to go to the store and get some more bread and meat and get that stuff rolling. I mean, I've been up all night. I might as well keep it going, you know. That's the one thing about me. Like, I'm going to wait all night, but, you know, I'm going to still have that energy throughout the day.
So. Well, that's good. That's good energy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day too.
Okay. Thank you. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.